The Old Testament is perfectly imperfect. God designed it that way, that in its very imperfection, we might see that it points forward to a new and a better way. Not perfect were the priests of old. Many of them were good-for-nothing scoundrels. All of them were mere mortal sinners. They were here today and dead tomorrow, polluted by Adam's sin as well as their own. Men who needed to offer sacrifices for their own transgressions as well as for those of Israel. Every gravestone that bore a priest's name was a blinking neon sign that said, "A better priest is needed." Not perfect was the Old Testament Day of Atonement. Never could a high priest walk out of the tabernacle and shout, "It is finished," because finished it never was. Year after year, the priest stepped behind the curtain into the throne room of the King of Kings to sprinkle the mercy seat with blood not his own. And every year was the same song, the 1,000th verse. It was impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins once and for all. Every priest, every day of atonement, every lamb, every goat bore witness to the perfectly imperfect Old Testament that begged for a climactic perfect chapter yet to be written. And written it was when a priest was born, not of the order of Aaron, but of Melchizedek. Perfect was this priest who shared our flesh and blood, but not our sin. Not through the blood of bulls and goats, but through his own blood, he entered the holy place. Not year after year, but only once. At the consummation of the ages, he entered the greater and more perfect tabernacle through the door of the cross. And he poured on heaven's altar the atoning liquid of life. Now before the throne of God above, I have a perfect plea. A great high priest whose name is love, who ever lives and pleads for me. Your names are graven on his hands. Your names are written on his heart. And therefore we have confidence to enter the holy place by a new and a living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is, his flesh. From the altar of the cross, we finally hear those words we've been waiting to hear. It is finished. And it is. When Satan tempts us to despair and tells me of my guilt within, upward I look and see my priest there, who made an end of all my sins.